We can turn on this fan if you like.
Oh, a fan?
Yeah, if you want. That's fine. If you want to, see what it does.
What it means.
What it is, what it should be. What I kind of like.
Kind of, I don't have to sing anymore after that, I guess, because the logic.
try and play some of the things that we played already.
Yeah, we should, because we had a couple of all those songs going there.
Yeah, and now I forget them all.
Yeah, me too.
But we
it's
had
a good thing we have one that we don't remember. Chinese power supply does not seem to be making a bit of noise.
Excellent.
Worth all $10.
It was.
$9.50 of which probably shipping.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if you didn't pay shipping, buried, you know, in the shipping.
One of my power adapters that I brought was not the right thing, so that guy is actually running off the battery.
God
probably
damn it.
Started out with you and me and Lucas came in, kind of.
I think it started out with you and me and Lucas came in, kind of.
Do we need a whiteboard?
I think.
Seriously.
I think there was.
There was like one more.
There was either another part or at least something that we like did differently one time.
And I can't remember if it was. Did we? Was it?
Jump into one section and there was a hang in the other.
Yeah,
and
I feel like I'm hanging.
Yeah, the spot. Well, we had been hanging on the
that last note
on the A there. But you were also hanging sometimes on the B, which was also okay. That wasn't something we were doing last time, but it was kind of alright.
It's not alright.
Right, it seemed like we should have been doing it. All right.
I feel like if there's going to end up being vocals in that song, then we need like a different part. Both of those parts are just too kind of
at the very
British
least,
pop. To
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
At the very least, we need like a guitar solo section. Bridges are
what
always
is
good.
What is it even in?
Take me to the bridge!
Try and generate a decent recording of it for posterior.
Not posterior, it's all kinds of decent.
One of these it is.
actually work either way as far as what you pay.
I have a nasty habit of paying attention to what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And if everyone's doing that, you got a problem.
I think that's what we've all been doing.
Yeah.
That's okay. We might accidentally get somewhere. You ever seen these, man? Lithium double A's.
Lithium double A's?
Lithium double A's.
10 times longer than regular
so
double
that's
A's.
How did they make it be 1.5 volts?
They must have like
magic chemistry.
Magic inside.
I think so. Also, how much did it cost?
$6.
For two?
Yeah.
I'm not math whiz, but that's almost $3 a piece.
Yeah.
Because the potential of that particular
chemistry is like 3.7 volts.
How they do it, man?
I don't know. I haven't tested them to see if they were
gonna explode whatever you had.
Yeah.
Well,
my thought was, there's only 2 double A's in this thing.
Energizer people are breaking laws of physics. Is that what it's
saying? I mean, come on. What are a few laws?
Between you.
Alright, so.
God,
I like this one. I like this one. I think we should try and get it.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, I think. I mean, it's got all those stops and stuff in it.
Again, whiteboard.
Potential for not
yeah.
Name of song. Different parts, how many times?
Oh, it has to have a name?
That's just easier for, you know.
Alright.
But not Suck My Kiss, because I don't want to think about that while I'm playing this.
Huh.
Sorry.
Thanks. You did it. You did that. You did
it. I thought about it first! No one else thought about it? Come on!
No, I didn't.
No, I don't think about things.
I've never been accused of thinking. Now that's all I can hear.
Ah. Balls.
So that's how it's gonna go.
How about Suck My Balls? That's how we call it.
Balls. SMB.
Thank you. sorry, I shouldn't have said it.
You ruined it!
I know.
Fuck!
Yep.
I like stops.
Yeah, I like stops too.
They're followed by goes a lot of times.
almost all the time,
yeah.
Except at the end.
Yeah.
No one ever says
until
great
stop
at the end of a song.
Should we have a song with a fade out?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, and then you just like.
Yeah, you guys turn the knobs down and I'll like desperately try to make less noise. And keep the same tempo, which is a really fucking hard thing to do, by the way.
I believe it. Because I can't keep
get
the
some brushes.
I can't keep the same tempo.
Not even.
decreasingly thinner brushes, sparser brushes. So you just have
like
to like keep swapping out.
Throw away a few strands.
I'm telling you, man. I saw Motorhead in concert.
Yeah.
And their drummer.
They employed subtlety.
No.
Motorhead?
No, there was no subtlety. But their drummer did this drum solo where as he was doing the solo, he was like throwing sticks
and
grabbing new ones. And there was like a fountain of sticks flying out
that's
from behind
shit.
The drum kit.
I've heard
I don't
about
even,
this sort of thing.
I can't even figure out how he was doing it.
Yeah.
Like it was like on the upswing or something. He was like, you know, just... I don't know. It was like a sprinkler system of sticks coming out from behind the drums.
Badass. I've heard about that. There's actually a band called Hagfish, which is a little known.
Hagfish rocks your lame ass. Yes.
Hagfish does rock your lame ass, and that drummer could do crazy fucking stick tricks. He would do the shit where like
one of the reasons
he'd play some shit
why
and, like,
I stalked my future wife was she had a Hagfish rocks your lame ass
right?
sticker on
nice.
The car.
That drummer, I'd never seen him, but a bunch of my friends in college were talking about going to see this band. They did. They saw him play in Boston. They said the drummer was the only thing anybody in the audience wanted to pay attention to because he would do shit like you were talking about, and also like that's not a big name band. Like,
yeah,
homeboy's shelling out his own money for this shit. he was doing that, and also he would do like he had a snare hit like this, and the stick would bounce up. And flip around. It was basically juggling while he was playing. Like he'd hit it and like brrr, and grab it and hit it again and like all in time. Fucked up both hands. Like stupid stuff.
Huh?
Like
I'll have to look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, I haven't actually
that's
I haven't found it.
Hagfish is a shit ton of fun.
Stick tricks.
They were.
These were the guys.
They were a thing before the internet was quite.
That's the thing.
So I don't know if you're gonna be able to find much. I saw Hagfish open for Tripping Daisy.
Really?
Yeah. And
I guess
Tripping Daisy wasn't that big up here, but they're from Dallas, so they're huge in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And when they did I've Got a Girl, the guys from Hagfish came out in drag and like acted out this little skit during the song.
That's
great.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're a ton of fun. And they do rock your lame ass.
They do. So I've been told.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
listen, maybe?
Yeah, sure.